This is the Tiger 102.75.
Starting in southern Thailand, an enormous haul of 280 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, commonly known as ice, was found hidden in a pickup truck that was spotted abandoned in an old palm plantation in Satun. The pickup was discovered and taken to be checked at the Manang police station. At first glance, the truck appeared only to be carrying 24 pumpkins and two batches of dried chilies. But soon a 1 kilogram bar of ice was found hidden inside the truck, and more bars were attached to the side of the back of the vehicle, covered by a specially installed plastic rubber sheeting. A further amount was also discovered on the floor of the truck, hidden under the black metal tray. So far, police are yet to locate the pickup owner to ascertain which gang the drugs belong to. But they're expressing confidence that the police will be able to track down and prosecute the trafficking gang soon. That is a lot of ice. Back here in Phuket, 70 monkeys have been released back at the Khao Tosai. 5 days ago, they were captured on the popular tourist hill overlooking Phuket town and taken for sterilization. This is stage two in a program by the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation officials to reduce the number of macaques living in areas around Phuket frequented by tourists. A total of 250 monkeys at Khao Tosai and Khao Rang have been targeted for sterilization before being released back to the wild. If you'd like to see the very happy monkeys being released, you can see the story at thetiger.com. And a Chinese tourist and 3 friends lodged an official complaint with the Chiang Mai police about the operators of a karaoke bar who allegedly overcharged them. They say they were shocked after being presented with a bill for 14,000 baht. Now, you can get out your calculators here. The tourist drank a total of 27 bottles of a popular amber fluid, it's because I'm not allowed to say beer, and ordered a small selection of food. When presented with the 14,000 baht bill, they're reported to have been shocked and refused to pay. Witnesses say there was a minor altercation between the men and the bar staff. Everyone was invited to go back to the Chiang Mai police station, where the incident was finally resolved. Result, the Chinese men reluctantly agreed to hand over 7,000 baht in payment. Seems there's a lot of money in karaoke. Traces of toxic chemicals have been found in the blood of 5 out of every 100 farmers in a district in Nakhon Ratchasima, if results from tests across 132 villages are used as an indicator. The Bua Yai District Public Health Office arranged blood tests yesterday after learning that local farmers had been using pesticides heavily recently. The Public Health Office there is saying that farmers should protect themselves by properly following instructions on the packages and wearing protective gear. He also advised people to wash vegetables several times. Several farmers have visited the local hospital since last month, seeking treatment for exposure to farm chemicals. One 50-year-old farmer from the district is to have one of his fingers amputated to prevent further necrosis. Last month, researchers from the Narasuan University found high concentrations of 4 herbicides in soil, vegetables and even in the tap water in the Nong Bua Lumpu province. The PM Prayut Chan-o-Char is calling on people to exercise their voting rights and expressed concerns about the same old political issues returning after the next general elections. The Premier brought up the issue when he was meeting locals yesterday before holding a mobile cabinet meeting in the Phek Chia Bun province. Mid-conversation, Prayut started telling people not to get influenced by anyone telling them to abstain from casting their ballots, adding that this might be done to sway the vote. With the national election currently slated for next February, Prayut said this was the time to move towards democracy. Meanwhile, in a rare move, former PM Thaksin Shinawat took to Facebook yesterday to recall the 2006 military coup that ousted his government, which was when political conflicts began in the country. Today marks the 12th year since that coup. We all know that you've been hanging on these results. The DNA tests are in and it reveals that Yunui, the crocodile, is a saltwater crocodile. The Phuket Fisheries Office Chief says that the crocodile has been reacting well to treatment. No microchip was found on the crocodile. Scratches were found on its tail, leg and mouth, and one tooth was missing. The crocodile was named Yunui because that was the first beach the crocodile was sighted. As simple as that.